This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Mark Murphy is off today. Some major changes in service along the state's public bus routes are starting for the summer. The Rhode Island Public Transit Authority has been evaluating all of its routes recently. There are some major changes in the system. Our guest to talk about this is Amy Patine from RIPTA's Planning and Marketing Division. And we're going to talk about the summer service changes and some other features. Amy, welcome.
Thank you.
A lot of folks need the bus, even for work, for shopping. Their schedules don't change, but there is a major schedule change coming for the summer. The effects of the summer schedule, first of all, those changes on commuting to work. Will people still be able to get their bus to get to work, basically?
Oh, definitely. So RIPTA does do seasonal changes. We do make some adjustments to our service three times a year. We do it at this time of year as schools are getting out. We see shifts in the riding public because colleges and universities let out for the year. The public schools, we carry a lot of high school students to school. We also make changes again in the fall. And then we also do changes mid-year in January. So the changes that people are seeing coming up this summer are some seasonal adjustments. We're adding some service to the beach. But we're also in the process of implementing what we've been doing for the past year, implementing our comprehensive operational analysis recommendations. And this is a large study that we concluded last spring that took a deep dive into reviewing data, ridership trends, doing surveys and meetings with our customers, and just looking at a whole lot of information to make sure that we were deploying our resources in the most efficient and effective way. We came up with a huge set of recommendations that were presented and approved by the RIPTA board last June, and we've been implementing them in earnest beginning last September, this past January, and now this June. Some of the major changes that people are going to see happening this June, one of the biggest is the implementation of our first rapid bus route, the R line. This is an upgrade to routes 11 and 99 in our system today, which are Broad Street and North Main Street, going from the Providence-Cranston border through the South Providence neighborhoods into downtown Providence and then out North Main Street to downtown Pawtucket. This route alone provides nearly 11,000 trips a day. It's nearly a fifth of the ridership statewide in RIPTA's system. And so we've invested approximately $4 million working over the past several years with Providence, Pawtucket, and the state DOT to make investments to the traffic signals, to extend green lights for buses, to put in significant investment at all the bus stops, putting in artist-designed shelters and wayfinding totems and signage and benches and trash cans. So we're really excited. Service is going to be frequent every 10 minutes. Don't even need a timetable. And we're really hoping to get people down that corridor faster and get them where they need to go. So that's the biggest change.
I heard that there is some kind of device that can actually affect traffic signals.
Yes. This is exciting. This is the first time in Rhode Island that we're employing this technology. It's called Transit Signal Priority Technology. And basically, we have installed emitters on our fleet. Those emitters connect to another device in the traffic signals. And when they connect, they extend the green light for buses to get through an intersection. It's priority. It's not preemption. We're not an ambulance or a fire truck coming down the corridor. But when the circumstances allow, the light will extend green, which will allow us to get through there faster. That means our passengers get where they're going faster. And that means that we can save resources and deploy those resources back, reinvest them back into the system to provide more service for our customers.
Where can I get one?
You can't. Where can I get one?
Because yeah, most people are running late, it seems.
Yes.
So you need
yeah,
that.
We're hoping to see at least a 10% improvement in the travel times on that corridor. And like I said, given the number of people using it to get to work, get to school, that high ridership, a huge number of people are going to benefit from this technology.
There's also something called the Route 1 Super Route.
Yes. So this is another major change in our system. In addition to the first rapid bus line, we also, through our COA study, identified what we call key corridors. And these are corridors that are just also powerhouse routes, high ridership routes. So we're looking where we can to make investments to strengthen these corridors. Route 1 is a route in our system today. It's Eddy Street. And we are combining it with Route 42, which is Hope Street on the east side, and Route 77 in Pawtucket. They're connected in our system today in terms of the driver always rides that route, but now we're marketing it that way for the customers. That route will now be anchored by TF Green Airport on one end and the South Attleboro Commuter Rail Station on the other end. So we're making a really great connection providing frequent service for, again, a large number of riders. This is the first time that we're crossing state lines, connecting people to the South Attleboro train station. We're doing it with the Route 1 and another route that runs through East Providence and Pawtucket, the Route 35. So we'll have two routes going to South Attleboro train station beginning on Saturday, June 21st.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Amy Patine from RIPTA's Marketing and Planning Division. Could you talk a little more about that interstate cooperation? It's been a little tough to get that.
It has. We have been working for many years to get permission to cross the state line. It has to do with interstate commerce law and getting permission from the Federal Motor Carrier Administration and just a lot of bureaucratic detail. RIDA, our state DOT, has been instrumental in helping RIPTA to facilitate those conversations and also working with MassDOT. This started out because MassDOT was working on a project with RIDA to make capital investment or improvements at the South Attleboro train station. And part of that effort was going to include bus berths for RIPTA, but we needed to be able to get there. So by facilitating this connection, as that project moves forward with MassDOT to improve the walkways and the access to the platforms at the station, there'll now be the opportunity to create new bus berths for RIPTA once that project's complete.
Some routes have been eliminated, and what does a person who has used that particular bus route do now?
So there have been many changes we've made in this past year, and certainly not all have been welcomed by everyone. We know that we've made decisions that we feel are in the best interest of the majority of riders, and but absolutely there's going to be changes that are going to impact individuals. We have done our best to communicate those changes to people so that they can make alternative plans. Some of the changes we've made have just been trying to get rid of duplicative or redundant service. If we've had two routes going down the same corridor, Charles Street's a good example of that. We had multiple routes servicing Charles Street. So we've tried to invest in one and make it come in a consistent, reliable manner. So I would just encourage riders who are concerned or have seen the changes to their route to consult the RIPTA website, RIPTA.com, to contact RIPTA directly, our customer service department, and we'll do our best to help you find alternatives to get you where you need to go.
It's summer, so it's back to the beach for RIPTA, too,
mm-hmm.
right?
So we do have some bus runs coming that are we've done every year.
You're going to Salty Brine, you're going to Wheeler, Scarborough?
Well, our regular Route 66 service does go to the beach. And in addition to that, we are running some beach, what we call express services. We're going to have direct weekend service to the beaches from Central Falls, Pawtucket, North Providence, Cranston area, and also Woonsocket. The Route 66 URI service does go to Galilee 7 days a week.
As part of the planning for the changes of routes, the eliminating, the combining, there were several public hearings that happened, as I recall. Before we wrap up, what were some of the major concerns by riders who attended?
Sure. During the community meetings we held and the public hearings process, certainly we have people who come out who are concerned if they're losing their bus service. That absolutely, you know, that's what gets people to come out to a meeting. And we've done our best to triage those concerns as best we can. You know, we've been working, just a couple of examples, the Naval Undersea Warfare Center in Newport, the Newark. We've been communicating directly with employees there who ride our service, and we've made adjustments to trip times specifically related to their shift times. We were out in Tiverton last year working in partnership with elected officials out there who had expressed concern about wanting service back. We're starting a new Route 61X that'll be servicing the Fish Road Park and Ride in Tiverton. That's a new service also starting this summer. And again, we went out back out and tried to solicit from the public, you know, how could we best design this service to meet your needs? So I think part of what we're hearing from people is concern when they're losing routes. And where we ask is be as specific as you can. And if we can accommodate your needs, we will. But we are trying to be consistent in our decision making to make our routes be as intuitive, friendly, straightforward as possible in order to not only retain the ridership we have, but to attract new riders in the future.
Okay, our guest has been Amy Patine of the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority, RIPTA. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.